care, lest folly be omitted. Manager. Chiefly enough of incident prepare. They come to look, and they prefer to stare. Reel off a host of threads before their faces, so that they gape in stupid wonder. Then by sheer diffuseness you have won their graces, and are at once most popular of men. Only by mass you touch the mass, for any will finally himself his bit select, who offers much, brings something unto many, and each goes home content with the effect. If you've a piece, why, just in pieces give it. A hash, a stew will bring success, believe it. 'Tis easily displayed and easy to invent. What use a whole compactly to present? Your hearers pick and pluck as soon as they receive it. Poet, you do not feel how such a trade debases, how ill it suits the artist, proud and true. The botching work each fine pretender traces is, I perceive, a principle with you. Manager. Such a reproach not in the least offends. A man who some result intends must use the tools that best are fitting. Reflect, soft wood is given to you for splitting, and then observe for whom you write. If one comes bored, exhausted quite, another, satiate, leaves the banquet's tapers, and worst of all, full many a wight, is fresh from reading of the daily papers. Idly to us they come, as to a masquerade, mere curiosity their spirits warming, the ladies with themselves, and with their finery aid, without a salary their parts performing. What dreams are yours in high poetic places? You're pleased, forsooth, full houses to behold. Draw near and view your patrons' faces. The half are coarse, the half are cold. One, when the play is out, goes home to cards. A wild night on a wench's breast another chooses. Why should you rack, poor foolish bards, for ends like these the gracious muses? I tell you, give but more, more, ever more, they ask. Thus shall you hit the mark of gain and glory. Seek to confound your auditory. To satisfy them is a task. What ails you now? Is't suffering or pleasure? Poet. Go find yourself a more obedient slave. What, shall the poet, that which nature gave, the highest right, supreme humanity, forfeit so wantonly to swell your treasure? Whence o'er the heart his empire free, the elements of life how conquers he? Is't not his heart's accord, urged outward far and dim, to wind the world in unison with him? When on the spindle, spun to endless distance, by nature's listless hand the thread is twirled, and the discordant tones of all existence in sullen jangle are together hurled, who then the changeless orders of creation divides and kindles into rhythmic dance? Who brings the one to join the general ordination, where it may throb in grandest consonance? Who bids the storm to passion stir the bosom? In brooding souls the sunset burn above? Who scatters every fairest April blossom along the shining path of love? Who braids the noteless leaves to crowns requiting, desert with fame in action's every field? Who makes Olympus sure, the gods uniting, the might of man as in the bard revealed? Mary Andrew. So these fine forces in conjunction propel the high poetic function, as in a love adventure they might play. You meet by accident, you feel, you stay,